2.6 acres in size. There are currently 3 mobile homes on the lot to be removed before construction of the duplex. The lot is currently served by the Taney County Regional Sewer District. A Division 2 permit will be required before construction begins after the Division 3 approval. The property is currently served by an existing drive off of Edwards Road, and the project received a total score of -1 on the policy checklist out of 29. The staff recommendations, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves the Division 3 permit 1637, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. 1. Compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. 2. Compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire, if applicable, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. 3. Division 2 permit will be issued by the Taney County Planning before new construction begins. 4. Is no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. 5. This decision is subject to all existing easements. And 6. This decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorders of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. Any questions?
Anybody got any questions for him?
Are you asking?
Nope, I'm asking the chairman. Okay. And then
so
he'll
the
ask
plan
you.
The plan is to remove the 3 mobile homes and you want to build a duplex?
That's right. They're old. They're really old. 60s and 70s models. And it's time to do something different. And when they brought in the sewer, they were going to put 3 individual grinder pumps at each one of them. And I said, no, let's just put one down in the corner that'll handle everything. So as far as the county's concerned, we shouldn't need extra or new grinder pumps to handle less volume than what would be there now, you know, as far as the sewer capacity. And then the other thing is that right now it's got its own well, and they've been metering the water commercially like you would a commercial property or anything already. So, and everything's been working fine. But so I guess that's the plan.
Anybody else got any questions? Randy?
You're going to make it lightly roll?
That's a good question. What do I need to do? I don't plan on it right now. No, I don't. I'm thankful they're all here because I got here late and it helped me get here on time. But
how many bedrooms were you going to build these duplexes? I don't think we had that information at the time.
Right. I don't know. I really.
Know what we're permitted.
Right. I understand that. Good question. I want to say probably 1,400 square foot aside or less. I don't know if that helps you any.
Are you thinking about doing a 3-2 on each one? Is what he's asking.
Right, a 3-2 or a 2-2 or something like that.
Not sure which way you're going
to
go yet.
We kind of need to know that before we actually vote next.
Can you come up with that by the 21st?
Yes, I'll come up with it.
Some kind of
and you
design.
Can always do smaller, right?
Yeah.
Come up.
Well, there is a question about the sewer. I mean, if there's a 1 grinder pump up there, normally a 1 grinder pump is for one house.
I understand that, but right now we've got 3 trailers, and that's why
they're a little different.
Yes, they are.
A little different than
but
houses.
They still use a lot of water. I've got, in fact, the county has records on how many 1,000 gallons per month they use, especially when they don't care and they just have a leak and they let it run wide open.
Sure.
But the point is I've got, there's a 3-bedroom in the middle, there's a 2-bedroom on the right, and there's a 3-bedroom, well, it was, say a 2-bedroom on the left. So there's a bunch there now.
So you'd probably be decreasing the capacity.
Yeah, I'm hoping that, we're going to decrease the capacity is the whole plan overall, right.
Yeah, they check and see if he's in compliance.
Anybody else got any questions?
My only comment would be on the existing drives when you get that built is to work with Road and Bridge as far as adapting your changing your entrances, possibly, whatever your plans are. And that needs to be part of the...
Changing them to what? You want me to change them, or?
Leave them as is.
You don't look like you're going two separate driveways?
Yeah, just like where the driveways are now, just have the two go straight in right there. That's my plan anyway, pretty much where it is now.
Yeah, the sewer would be part of the Division 2. That we'd have to have sewer approval before we could issue the Division 2 permit, so that's on them. If they're fine with what he has, then they tell us. If not, then he gets that permit. Also, he would have a drawing, setbacks. He'd have to meet setbacks, because that's when we would check all that.
And I don't plan to have any variance on setbacks or anything like that as far as whatever goes in there. I don't want to be stretched up against the sides or any, no Taj Mahal or anything.
Like you've got plenty of room to meet setbacks.
Right.
When you come back the 21st, bring it with you.
Bring back
a set of plans.
Okay.
What's your plan?
Aaron, if you can get me some kind of conceptual drawing, we'll put up there 21st, show them.
Okay. Yep. And I think he did have a concept.
He had that for concept.
Overlay, Bob did the first time.
Well, I didn't find it. I'm sorry.
That's all right. No worries. But it was nothing but the roof line.
Oh, drawing. Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
See you 21st. No? Nobody spoke. Does anybody want to speak on this? Okay, let's move on.
Okay, case number 1638 is 130 Lugano Lane Vacation Rental, Michael Mays. And these are represented, the next few along here, by Sunset Realty Services. Here's our location. The residence contains three bedrooms, and our representative is Sunset Realty Services. These are held in, or this one, single family residence held in condo style ownership, villas of fieldstone. With the three bedrooms, the home would have a maximum occupancy of 8 people. And it would need a total of 4 parking spaces. The staff recommendations are the same for 1638, except 130 Lugano Lane would sleep no more than 8 persons per night. And that's the end of that.
There's nobody to speak against it, so.
Can you go back to that one drawing, please, where it's zoomed in? There.
It's right on the corner from the pond.
Is that parking to the right there? Is that part of that condo?
The
concrete drive?
Yeah, the garage is.
Okay.
Okay.
How many of these has she got, Scott?
I have, I think, the next 12.
12, somewhere around there. I didn't count them.
Yeah, two. Okay. The last one on the list is Stinkweed LLC.
This is case number 2016-39. 360 Black Rock Drive Vacation Rental. There it is, off Black Rock Drive. This one also is a residence containing 3 bedrooms. It's 1,882 square foot home on lot 5, phase 1, in the Fieldstone Bluffs. With our 3 bedrooms, we'd have a maximum occupancy of 8 people, a total of 4 parking spaces, And there's no changes except for the 8 persons per night for 360 Black Rock Drive on this permit.
Ma'am, okay. If you could have a seat, please, I'll have Richard Hurst.
My name is Richard Hurst, and my wife and I, we built in the Fieldstone Bluff development in Phase 1 back in 2008. And at the time that we built there, we were specifically told that there would not be any nightly rentals. My property is actually 4 houses down from this property. So I definitely wanted to speak to that. I also want to speak to a property that's directly across the street from me, which was addressed by Mr. Billingsley earlier today, which I've had a lot of issues with over the years. But this particular property, it was just this past summer that they had 6 monster trucks parked out in front of that house. They were coming and going. There was some kind of an event, I guess, going on in the area. And they were constantly going in and out of the Fieldstone development. They would come back dirty, and they had a big power washer sitting out in the front lawn. And they were using that to wash them and clean them before they would go out on the next run. So it was not only noisy, but it was also a matter of these trucks were parked out on the street. And that definitely is against the covenants of Branson Creek. Now, I also, as I mentioned, I've had issues with 226 Stony Point, which is Mr. Billingsley property across the street from me. And as I said, I moved in 2009, and Mr. Billingsley was not living there then, and he definitely was not renting the property out on any regular basis for a long time, because the first few years we lived there, we had no issues whatsoever. But then all of a sudden, we started being kept awake at night by parties that were taking place in his backyard. He has a hot tub that is literally 100 feet from my bedroom window. And some of these parties were going to 1, 2, and even 3 o'clock in the morning. And this has happened multiple times over several seasons. And it definitely is getting old. As a matter of fact, in that same property at one point, just last summer, there was a family living in there that, multiple families living in there, and we counted as many as 20 people that were living in that house in that short stay for that weekend. And we also have a property that's 6 houses down from us. I know it's been talked here tonight about whether or not a barbecue is machinery or it's not machinery. But at 189 Stony Point, they are routinely barbecuing out on the driveway. And apparently it's something that either the rental company has told them that's what they should do or the owner, but it's done so regularly that we have to believe that they've been told by someone. And, you know, the issue there to me is not whether or not it's machinery or it isn't machinery. The issue is that with them barbecuing in the driveway and all of the chairs that they have sitting around the barbecue grill, all of their cars are being parked out on the street. And again, that's against the covenants of the development. And I think it must be pointed out that all these houses on Stony Point that are within distance of me, they're all 4-bedroom homes, and you know they don't come one family to a 4-bedroom home. They come multiple families to a 4-bedroom home, and they bring multiple cars, and the cars are always parked on the street. And so it's been talked about with the rents being at the level that they are, that guarantees a different quality of clientele. Well, I would suggest that that's not necessarily the case, because if you've got 4 or 5 families that are sharing the rent on that property, that doesn't necessarily guarantee what they're leading us to believe it does. And I've also heard it talked about here tonight that the value of our properties are going to go up because of nightly rentals.